Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Tomorrow is, what is it tomorrow? Halloween.
Halloween
is something that we are not taking part because it is a festival for Satan. And it's all witches, they come together on that day. So we are not taking part in that. And we have been talking about Lucifer, who became Satan, for the last 2 weeks. And today we come to the part three. If you didn't hear the first two parts, it's very important that you listen to it, because only when you listen that, you can follow up what we are talking today and next few weeks. So the subject today is angelology, part three, and our Bible text is from Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say?'" Did God, you see the way he's asking, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat of any of the tree in the garden?'" After the terrible fall of Lucifer and his angels, God decided to recreate the world, to create another species of humans. According to Psalm chapter 8, verse 5, man is little lower than angels. That means inferior in might and power and wisdom, but having the dominion that Lucifer had forfeited. As we have seen, the world became desolate on account of Lucifer's rebellion. First, God recreated the desolate earth for man to live in. God wanted to fulfill the desire of his heart through man. And the first thing that he said is, "Let there be light." Let there be light. Light was and is the first gift of God for restoration. It says in Psalm chapter 119, verse 130, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." The Word of God gives light and understanding. When you read the Word of God, if you read the Bible, you get understanding, you get light. And God is the light of the world. So, as darkness is dispelled, the earth was prepared for the presence and needs of man, and in fact, for the whole creation. As we have seen in the last study, Satan was thrown out of heaven. He is in mid-air. He's called the prince of the power of the air. He was not content with the havoc that he had caused in heaven, but wanted to do as much damage to God as possible. God recreated the world and made it perfect. The nature, the beauty of nature, shows the beauty of God. Hallelujah. Everything was prepared. Everything was prepared for the creation of man. Glory to God. When Adam opened his eyes for the first time, he looked with wonder at the beauty around him. When you read the creation story, you read that after every day's work, God says, God saw that it was good. Day by day, It says God saw that it was good. But after the creation of man, God saw not only what was good, but it was very good. So Genesis 1:31, where it says, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed is very good. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God made everything very good. He made it perfect. He made it holy. Everything was super. There was peace on earth, even between Adam and Eve. They didn't have any marriage problems at that time. No, Satan was already waiting for a chance for him to intervene. So he is called the destroyer. And indeed, he tried to destroy everything. He destroyed the beauty of creation. He is the enemy of God. And he has nothing in mind but to work against God. He wants everybody to turn away against God, and he wants them to turn to him and worship him. Coming in the form of a snake, he deceived Eve. He first engaged her into a conversation. And the first mistake of Eve was that she was going to answer. And engaging into a conversation with evil. Women can so easily be deceived with advertisement. All kinds of beauty products, kitchen aids, cosmetics, and everybody says this will make your life easier. But it's all deception, because with the best house, the best kitchen, the best cosmetics, best things in the world, the best car, they commit suicide because they don't have peace in their mind. They are not happy. It's everything is only outside. It's a lie of Satan. And so Satan lied to Eve. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. It was Eve, and the devil knew why he attacked Eve. God gave a command to Adam, warning him not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Eve was not there at the time, because she was created later. So Adam would have told her, beware, Eve, don't eat of that tree. Paul went on in a second letter of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3, where he says, but I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceive Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan is a master liar, deceiving people to believe in him and not in God. In the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Deception is one of Satan's most effective tricks. To tell something, never having in his mind to give that. In fact, he is so good at it. It says in Revelation 12:9, where it says he deceives the whole world. He deceives the whole world. Think about the world. It has so many people, so many natures, so many territories, so many cultures, so many different people. And yet he is able to deceive all of them. He deceives people not to believe God. He came to Eve like this. In Genesis 3:1, he said to the woman, "Did God really say you are not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" You see the way he talks. God said, "Did God really say you should not eat of any of the trees?" And of course you give an answer to that. "No, no, it's only this one tree." Then he gave his answer also in verse 4 and 5. "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Oh, when you eat of this tree, you will get wisdom. You will become superior. He deceived with wrongly misinterpreting what God was supposedly has supposedly said, and then lying that God did not say that. Today, the same lies are being told. Don't listen to God, listen to man. When the lockdown came 2 years ago, churches were willing to close their doors. Pastors were happy they didn't have to prepare a message. The deception was there and people followed without thinking, like sheep led to be slaughtered. I saw this deception, and therefore we continue to have our services, putting our advertisement board out on the street, even though the government said religious meetings are forbidden. We don't listen to the government when they speak against God. So we do what God says. The first deception was that everybody with COVID would die. Everybody with COVID would die. I transported many COVID sick people with a taxi, and I cannot be harmed because God is in me. The second deception was the masks. You know that masks do not save you. Mask cannot save you. But when you wear a mask, they can control you. The third deception was the injection, what they call a vaccination. This injection didn't help anybody. In opposite, it caused a lot of problems. The fourth deception, all this year, the fourth deception is the climate change. Natural disasters has always happened. Today they blame it on climate change, but it has happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, and there was no talk about climate change. So nothing has changed. And I told you a few weeks ago, if you remember, about the climate change and the natural catastrophes that happened in the past. And so we have to understand what is happening. And the fifth deception is the energy crisis. There is no energy crisis. There is no shortage of energy. Why do they want you to drive an electric car and not a petrol-operated car? If you have to have electric cars and electrical buses, electrical bicycles and electrical motorbikes, where does that come from if there is a shortage? And why is Switzerland exporting electricity to other countries? If there is a shortage, you can't do that. So it's lying. The rising of energy costs is not because of shortage. It's because the companies want to have more profit. Oil companies, they want more profit. Electricity company, they want more profit. That is the deception, and people do not understand. When you open the news, always they talk about energy crisis. And people say, oh, we have to save electricity. In Bern, they want to cut the streetlights at night. The COP is not doing any Christmas decoration because of energy crisis. It's a lie. It's a lie of the devil. Like if we are taken by surprise at the latest deception. The media is full of lies. You can hear the same lies in different channels. There was somebody in America, he took about 30 or 40 television channels and he showed everybody said with the same words, the same line. And the same in here with the translation, it's the same in the newspapers. It's lies. So we must be on guard of the devil's deception. We must be on guard. We have to operate our mind and ask the Holy Spirit. Eve was just thrust into a spiritual confrontation that she didn't ask for or didn't want. But Satan's primary way of deceiving is lying. It's not surprising that he lied to Eve. What he said was, don't believe God because God is a liar. In Genesis 3, 4, 5, it says, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. You will not surely die. God said, but he's a liar. You will not die. How much of a liar is Satan? Ask Jesus. In John 8, 44, it says, he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. No truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He's a liar and the father of lies. Jesus couldn't have been more complete and emphatic in his description of Satan as a liar. And which one of Satan's wiles walks hand in hand with lying is deception. We are happy that there is coming a day when Satan and his deceptions will cease. After the rapture of the church, after the 7 years tribulation, after Jesus' second coming to institute his 1,000-year reign, which the Bible is talking in many places in the Old and New Testament, it speaks about that reign. Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key of the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over them to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. How wonderful when the Satan is bound and cannot deceive anybody anymore. Praise God. The result of their disobedience followed suit. God had warned them. Now they are thrown out of the garden. Adam had given his dominion over to the devil. The moment he obeyed Satan more than God, he lost his perfection. And even the ground was cursed. We read in Genesis 3, 17 and 18. To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and eat from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. I will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Here in the garden, war was declared. It's a war of wills. Satan's will against God's will. And man's will must be the deciding factor. God declared, the soul who sins shall die. Satan said, you shall surely not die. So man has to choose whether he obeys the word of God or the word of Satan. He alone is responsible for the choice. Man alone is responsible for the choice. You are responsible for your choice. But understand the eternal consequences. Yet God is faithful, praise the Lord. He gave us the first promise of a Savior in Genesis 3:1. The first prophecy of hope of a coming Redeemer, but also warning of never ceasing enmity and conflict with the seed of the woman, with the seed of the serpent. We know this warfare is not against blood and flesh, but amongst unseen forces of spirit in the spiritual realm. The powers of darkness against the kingdom of light. We must be aware of what is going to happen, or of what is going on in the spiritual world. What you see today, with all its lies and deceptions, is not from man, it comes directly from Satan. People who do not surrender to God are letting themselves to be used by the powers of darkness, and many of them are even demon possessed. Look at the presidents of many countries. They're demon possessed. They do evil. They manipulate the world and deceive the people. As Christians, we must wake up and understand that life is not about gaining lots of money and luxury. That is not life. It's about warfare. Warfare. And that is what Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That is our fight. We are not fighting with other people. We are fighting the evil spirits. Our warfare is spiritual. So be aware of this. Be aware when you look around in the world, be aware of what is going on. Be in submission to Jesus Christ. The devil may roar, but we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus' blood has conquered the devil. We are taking part in this victory through Jesus Christ. We just have to see what is happening. We have to understand that in Jesus Christ, we have all that we need. Amen.
Amen.